Welcome to the Art of Homemaking podcast, where we are reviving the art of homemaking in the modern age. I am your host, Nessa Black, and I'm joined by my co-host and best friend turned sister, Shannon Van Treese.
From gardening to homesteading, cooking wholesome meals to creating a cozy home environment, we discuss it all and everything in between.
Thank you for tuning in. Now pour yourself a cup of something cozy and let's get started. Welcome to episode 24 of the Art of Homemaking podcast. Today's episode is going to be all about staying productive at home, which is kind of an intimidating topic for us because I feel like everybody's situation is a little bit different. All of our listeners have a whole breadth of experience. We're talking to people who are stay-at-home moms. We're talking to people who are in the workforce. We're talking to teenagers who aren't even out of their parents' house yet. I know there's just so many different experiences on the other end of this microphone.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not going to be able to touch on every individual's experience in this podcast, just in general. But especially in this episode, like we are hoping that you can just take away some nuggets that maybe you didn't know before or you hadn't tried before that can help you as you try to be productive at home. And I think productivity is something that is widely talked about this time of year because it's the start of a new year. And we're all kind of coming off of Christmas time and the holidays. And
there's a level of burnout after the holidays,
yeah,
as well. And like thinking about gearing up for the new year, there's a lot leading into that, you know.
And a lot of change that happens in your life during that time, like your routines completely shift, your priorities suddenly are different.
Yeah.
And it's like you come from that to like there's this kind of like, meow,
yeah,
like that happens at the beginning of the year for me anyway. I feel like,
yeah,
instead of like this high, it's sort of like this drop off.
It's a little bit of a lull period.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I know for in my family, like days are scheduled, things are happening, and then you go from that to, okay, now what are you gonna do with the rest of the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
How do you want to do it?
And like you could look at that as like, oh my gosh, it's so intimidating to start a new year. Like I don't even know where to begin. You know, I have all these big things I'd love to accomplish, but I'll never get them all done. And so why even try? Or you can look at it as like, okay, like let's reflect on the last year and I don't want this time to slip by,
yeah,
this year. Like I'm always like, I think like you mentioned to me earlier, like you hate it when a month goes by and you're like, where did,
yeah,
that month go? What did I do with that month?
Yeah, when I start off the new year, I always try to be really intentional with my days and just not let a single one slip by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I think it's easy to kind of slip into bad habits or idleness,
mm-hmm,
and for me, lack of routine or spending too much time doing things that don't matter to me. I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, your life is going to look different in different phases. Like,
yeah,
whatever your situation, as your situation changes, your level of productivity is going to change. And like doing the best that you can with where you're at is kind of the goal here. Because where you're at might just be that, like, you have a newborn and you don't have the time or the energy to get very much done in a day. So getting the dishes done is
a
your
big win.
Yeah. Or you might be in the situation where you're home full time and you have no children and,
yeah,
you are like, I can get a lot done. So, I mean, everybody's situation is going to look a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's really, so I don't have kids right now, and I am currently homemaking with my husband out of state, so that changes things too. So I'm trying to look at this time as like, how do I want to be productive with my time, but not go too extreme? Because I know for me, I find myself, once I get started with some projects, like, I just want to, I'm on a roll. It kind of gives me that little bit of that exciting motivation high feeling of, like, I just want to keep going. And then the clock, like, starts ticking by, and before you know it, it's like, wow, it's like 11. Like,
she messages me last night, and she's like, I started cookies at 7 p.m. I'm like, uh-oh.
It was not ideal. And those are, there's certain situations you just know that you're putting yourself in a bad spot, but you do it anyways, and then you learn from it, and you move on. And, you know, learning from, like, what's working, what doesn't work. I felt really happy, like, staying up late that night. So I was like, I'm going to allow myself to do it this time, but next time I would love to just probably start this in the morning.
Yeah. I think it's a very, like, it's a self-reflective process.
It's a journey.
Being home, it's a journey. Yeah, and it's every day could be a little bit different, because, like, if you're coming off of being sick, your energy level is going to be lower, realistically, and you have to kind of take that into account to not get burnout. Whereas, like, or like me, like, I'm pregnant right now, so every day I kind of have to, like, assess, how am I doing today? Because physically, I just don't have the capacity I did, you know, 4 months ago.
Right.
And I'm learning the hard way that, like, I can't expect myself to be able to do everything that I would have been able to do in a day, you know, 4 months ago. And so I'm like, you have to kind of relearn your limits as you go through life. And if you've gone through a big life change, you have to have grace for yourself to be like, you know what? Like, in my case, I'm growing a human right now. My belly is expanding, and
it's so true.
You know, that's gaining weight rapidly. Like, I just don't have the physical energy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like priorities would definitely have to be shifted around. Like, okay, what is realistic in my day? What can I honestly get done, and kind of go from there? Because I think for me, I can tend to easily overestimate and think, oh, I can do all of these things. It's just this thing, but it really adds up quickly. I know. Like, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Oh. It's so easy to just overextend if you're not careful.
It's only 6 p.m. and I've got one more project to do.
It's like, yeah, let's start the laundry now.
Yeah. That was me last night. I was like, I'm going to start the sheets. And it was like 4 p.m.
Oof, that's a tough one.
Oh, it was the dumbest decision, because I always forget after I run the laundry. Like, this is one of the, like, okay, I could go into this now. I was going to go into this later in the episode, but I feel like it's important to know yourself.
Yes.
And know, like, what are things that you struggle with in your home? So, like, in my case, I'll start the sheets at, like, 4 p.m. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, I just have to make sure I get those right into the dryer so that they're done by the time my husband goes to bed at, like, 7.
Your intentions are good.
My intentions are good. But every single time, without fail, Austin's like, all right, honey, I'm going to be going to bed soon. And I'm like, oh, the sheets.
Honestly, isn't that, like, the worst? Like, when your bedding doesn't get in time for you to actually get inside the sheets to sleep? I can't tell you how many times that's happened in my early years of marriage, like, especially. I think I was notorious for doing it. And Sean would be like, it's still wet. The bed pad is still wet. And I'm like, just turn it on again.
We've had many a night where we had to just pile blankets on the bed and sleep without the sheets and just make it work.
We've done that too.
Yeah. I managed to get them in the dryer and get them dry by the time he actually went to bed, but it's always a little bit stressful, and he's always a little bit frustrated when I do that, because he's like, no, I don't want to stay up later, because I'm like, they'll be dry soon, I promise.
Yeah, you keep, like...
Yeah. But yeah, it's establishing routines and building off of habits is a very important...
And having the tools or the know-how of your own self of, like, what's realistic, too, is a big factor of all this.
Yeah. Like, what are you actually, like, what are you good at? What do you struggle with? And, like, being able to, like, name those things, I think is very important as you're going through your life as a homemaker. Because how are you supposed to know what things you need to improve on if you can't name, like,
right,
here's what I really struggle with. So, like, in my case, remembering to put the laundry in the dryer, really big struggle of mine. I like Shannon's solution for that. She sets alarms on her phone 45 times a day. And I swear, like, you spend a day with Shannon, you hear her alarm go off like 5 times in that hour. Because she's, but that's how she stays on top of things. And
it's how I'm making it work, because I do work outside of the home. So my time at home sometimes is very limited, and I only have a small pocket of time. So if I don't have an alarm, I might miss my opportunity to have those sheets done. And then I'm going to be doing the whole blanket method on the bed. Actually, funny story, my cat's even on board with the alarm system. He really? Archie knows how to shut the alarm off. That's how
it's
touchscreen, so he just hits it. Yeah.
That's cute.
It's maybe a sad reality of, like, my method, but it works for me, and I think that's, like, the important thing to keep in mind. Like, yeah, you might look kind of wonky with all of your alarms going off, but hey, if this is how you're getting it done and taking back your home, so be it.
Yeah. Know thyself, people. Yes. Know what your struggles are, know what your strengths are, and learn what works for you. And even if it seems weird to other people, like, if it works for you, great. If it helps you get things done, great. If it helps you, like, complete a task that actually needs to be completed, that's wonderful. Like, this is a win. Yeah, our season 3 team, wow.
Sorry.
Try that again. Our season 3 theme, as Shannon mentioned, is take back your home. And I feel like this topic is, like, paramount to taking back your home. Like,
yeah.
It had to go on the list of episodes for this season. Because I don't feel like you can really, like, take back your home and reclaim...
If you're not taking ownership and action towards, like, the goal and of how the home operates.
Yeah.
Like, home life is so important, and productivity and ownership of that time and the space.
Yes, absolutely. I was reading an Instagram post. I think it was an Instagram post that I was reading. It was either that or I was listening to a podcast. I don't know. I was consuming content online in some capacity, and I don't remember where I heard this. But they were talking about working out. And one of the things that they said is, like, never go 100% in a workout. And that, like, for some reason that stuck with me, because they're like, that's the least productive way that you can work out. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is you burn yourself out and you have a really unproductive day, because you shouldn't be putting all of your energy into a workout. You should be putting, like, you know, a proportion of it into a workout and then continuing with energy throughout your day, right? And for some reason that just keeps sticking with me as I'm going throughout my day as a homemaker, because I have it like Shannon struggles with in the past, and throughout time I have struggled as well with, like, overdoing it and being like, I've got energy today, and just, like, going hard, and then the next day laying in bed till noon and watching TV all day and being like, I deserve a rest day because I worked really hard yesterday. But then that rest day turns into a second rest day, which turns into a lazy week. And, like,
it's a ripple effect.
It
for
really
sure.
is. And it's kind of this, like, these extremes that I'm bouncing between when that happens. And, like, it's actually so much more productive to go, like, let's say 50 or 60% in a day, and then have rest time that day. And then the next day, 50 or 60%. And do the same thing, like, every day, just, like,
that's
choosing,
such a,
like, this is the level of energy I'm willing to put into my work today.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a hard thing to hear from me, because I'm like, but how? How do you only go, but it's true, you don't want to, like, end the day feeling like, wow, I did all of those things, and I didn't even spend time with my husband. Like, sometimes, you know, that has been a thing where I will get to the end of my night and I plop on the couch while he's trying to start a movie, and I'm like, I'm exhausted. And now what? Like, I'm not, like, my full self. Like, he's only getting a shell of me. So I think being realistic with your time is so important, and managing it to make sure you don't overextend yourself is just really key for me. And it's something I'm learning to get better at. And I think choosing when to turn it in for the night, so to speak, is really important. And it's a good thing to keep trying and being able to be honest with yourself about.
Yeah. And it starts with when you're planning your day. I mean,
yes,
the night before, when you're sitting down with your notebook and you're saying, what do I want to do tomorrow? You've got, like, I'm sure if you're, like, anything like either of us, I'm sure you have, like, a list that could probably extend to China.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to get all of this done tomorrow. And, like, is that realistic? Like, you have to be really realistic with the goals that you set for the day. And, like, for me, that's, like, including a lot of time margin and, like, assuming that everything that I think is going to take 10 minutes is actually going to take an hour. And, like, trying to be more realistic with, like, you know, buffer in the day. Because, like, you might think you can go from one task to the next but when do you eat in the day? When do you go to the bathroom?
Right.
Do you have kids that you're taking care of? Do you have to run to the grocery store? Like, there are things that will come up that you're, like, you might not have accounted for if you're not realistic with your time. And, yeah, I think planning your day is, like, half the battle.
Yeah, I love starting off by looking at I do Google Calendar primarily, mm-hmm. and that gives me the ability to, like, wake up that day, shift things around based on my energy levels, and then from there, I really like to write it out on paper and really select maybe a few quick wins to start off with if I need that a little bit of that motivation to, like, kind of get me through the day. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm feeling really productive from the get-go, I'll just go for a really hard, like, blaring task that I keep staring at, that I keep kind of thinking, I don't know. But it's really nice to start knocking some stuff off the list. But be wise about your time at the same time.
I like that note, because I think sometimes, like, some days I think it's easier to start with the easiest thing on my list, like the biggest quick win that I can just, like, knock it out. Yeah. And some days it's like I actually get a lot more motivation and momentum built from, like, starting with the biggest thing and then working backwards from that and ending with the easiest. And I think knowing yourself and kind of trying out different methods like that on the daily, like, try the biggest thing. And if you're finding that you're just like, I can't get this done, switch. Go to the easiest thing. Get that done. Go to the next easiest thing. Get that done. And then when you've built up that momentum, try the bigger thing. Like, you know, every day could be a little bit different. I was diagnosed with ADHD years ago, and focus has always been a little bit of a struggle of mine. So, like I said, I struggle a bit with idleness and procrastination, and kind of just, like, struggling to, like, stay on task. And something that's helped me a lot, like, if anybody else has ever felt like, wow, where did that day go? What did I even do today?
Mm-hmm.
This is a really great method for you to try if you haven't tried this before. And that is to take a notebook and from the beginning of the day, write down the time and, like, let's say ate breakfast from, you know, 7 to 7:30. And then what did you do from 7:30 to, you know, whatever. Like, write down literally the time blocks of, like, when you actually did this and that. And that, like, write down every single thing that you do in a day and how much time you spent on it. And it will absolutely shock you how much time you spend.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, whether it's wasting time, you know, on things, spending time on things that really you didn't need to spend that much time on. Like, maybe you just, like, struggled and you could have just, like, asked for help on something or pass it off to somebody else who is better at it.
Right.
I don't know. For me, it's a lot of like, wow, I spent that long scrolling on Instagram. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I like that level of accountability, and it kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie.
It's probably really brutally, like,
it's brutal.
It's just like, wow, I spent that much time on this one thing. Like, how? But I guess you get to know, like, how long things really take you.
Yes. Well, and that's the flip side, is that you learn, like, how long does it actually take to do the dishes?
Yeah.
Like, I used to think that, like, when I look at the dishes, I'd be like, that's going to be an hour and a half. And then I timed it. One time?
20 minutes, 15?
It was like 5.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like unloading the dishwasher and loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I put that off for the whole day. For what reason? Like, it takes me 5 minutes to get this done. And, like, realizing how long things actually take is pretty shocking sometimes. Like, even putting the sheets on the bed. That's one of those things that I also, like, really procrastinate, because I'm like, it's going to take forever.
I know. I always recruit help from my husband when it comes to be that point in time.
It's like 2 minutes to put the sheets on. And if I'm doing the duvet cover too, it's like 7 minutes in total. Like,
yes.
But I treat it like it's going to be hours.
That's, like, so funny.
Of, like, hard labor. It's really, it's surprising a lot of times. And a lot of times the things that we like build up in our minds are not that bad.
Yeah.
When you actually like just
get started.
Yeah. Just get started.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like for me on my calendar method, I do implement some time tracking mm-hmm. methods within that. Like it sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it works for me. So what I do is I structure in literally like drive time and like shower and get ready time.
But that's realistic.
Because you need for that. For me, that's like that's how much time I have to work with in the morning. Because mm-hmm. my days kind of vary on like, you know, like I'm sure a lot of people vary on what I'm doing from day to day. And so if I think in terms of it takes me this amount of time to get myself ready, then it's like, okay, what realistically can be the first appointment of the day? Like mm-hmm. when should I schedule this oil change like realistically? So I think that that's helpful to find those little tips and tricks that work for you.
Yeah. And another method that I like to use is what I call the timer method. I'm sure there's actually a name for this. My husband has told me there's an official name for this. I've always just called it the timer method. I've done it for years. But it's where you set like 10, 15 minute, maybe even 20 minute timers throughout your day. And I usually will employ this when I'm doing like housework. So like if I'm like, I really need to get the house clean, but I have an hour and a half to get it all done and I can't like, you know, get in there and like get the toothbrush out for this yes. sink, you know, setting a timer for like 15 minutes and be like, I have 15 minutes to work in the bathroom. And then as soon as that timer goes off, I stop and I move on to the next thing. That has really helped me a lot with just like getting things done. Because like I said, it can easily cascade when you start a project into, like they call it the avalanche effect, right? Where you start something and then it's like, oh, I need to go do this now. And now I need to do this. And like it opens up this can of worms and you're just like, when does it end? And this really stops you from going down that cascade and helps you to stay on task and get what you can done. And then in the future, if you know that like, okay, I set a 15 minute timer to clean the bathroom, but I didn't get to the toilet. In the future, you can set a timer and be like, I'm going to go clean all the toilets in 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of a fun challenge because I like to gamify things with my little distractible brain. And knowing that there's a time.
Can you beat the timer?
Yes. Always. I'm always like, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get done before the timer goes off. In fact, it really disappoints me when the timer actually goes off. I'm like, dang it.
You know
I
what?
Beat it.
I'll be honest. I tried this with my husband.
Yeah.
Because he also, you know, has a little bit of a tendency to like kind of not focus in and zero in on
what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her brother, my husband.
Yep.
Same thing. But anyways, I tried it with my husband. I was like, yeah, let's just like spend 15 minutes outside doing blank. And mm-hmm. what it turned out to be is like, he's like, wow, I got so much done. I'm just going to keep going a little bit further.
Yeah.
And like he got more done than what mm-hmm. he initially thought. And it didn't take forever. Like he was thinking too, like, oh gosh, you know, it made it kind of fun. It's kind of like I've seen people do this with kids, like with toys, like, oh, let's put toys away, like
set a 5 minute timer.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of I think I would use that with kids too.
Oh, yeah.
If possible.
When I worked in daycare, that was like something I did all the time. Was I'd be like, I'm gonna set a timer for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can get cleaned up in 10 minutes. And all the kids would just rush and try to clean up the most they could. And
that's
like
cute.
I think everybody kind of has that like, ooh, this is a competition now.
Yeah.
Like and it makes it fun. It makes it like. And also, you know that there's an end point in sight.
That's the
only,
key.
Yes. Like, if you're starting a project, especially those, like, intimidating projects that feel like they're going to take forever. Like, I remember in college, writing a paper was, like, asking me to do rocket science. I'm like, come on now. Like, how am I going to get this done? But I would just set timers for a half an hour, and I'd write for a half an hour, and that timer would go off, and I'd be like, I'm done for today.
It's like,
you know,
now you can have a break.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And it helps to, like, actually make progress on those little goals or even the big goals.
I mean, for me, it's like, I kind of do this reward system thing
with
myself. And
same.
And sometimes I don't need this as motivation too, but like for example, if I know I want to look forward to something like the end of the day or like in the middle of the day or just whatever, I tell myself, okay, what do I want to look forward to? Like cracking open a book and sitting with my feet kicked up. Like, I want to take the time to read more. So how do I make that happen? I need to like get these tasks done and kind of be efficient with it so I don't let it linger. Like, let's get on with other greater things about life. or like taking a bath. Like, you can have rewards like watching a movie with your spouse or family, like some kind of treat, or going outside for a walk.
Yes.
Just there's things. And I don't think it always has to be at the end of the day, but I mean, I typically try to get my work done first and then like play later kind of thing.
Yeah.
That works for me, but maybe it wouldn't work for everyone. Maybe they need like more incremental breaks throughout to
maybe
keep that motivation going.
I'm going to get the dishes done and then I'm going to sit down and have my treat for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then I'm going to do this job and then I'm going to, take a bath or whatever.
This is the part where you really just have to know yourself a little bit more or trial and error it.
Yeah.
And see what works for you and your family.
And some days, like I've said before, some days might be different. Like, one day you might have the strength of 1,000 horses and you're just like, I can do everything.
All the stamina in the world.
Yes, and you don't need that, reward every increment of the day. And some days you might wake up exhausted and you're like, I've got this to-do list and I don't have the energy. And you need, that burst of motivation every step of the way, to push you to continue on in your day. And I think there's nothing wrong with either of those things. You figure it out as you go. Yeah, the reward system works really well for me. Like, I was probably the kid that thrived off the gold stars,
I thrived off of stickers. I got a sticker for doing all these things. Yeah. Great. I had a collection going. It was great.
Same. I had like a whole what do you call it? Pencil box that was just full of stickers.
Yeah, I would never use them. I would just treasure them.
I just collected them and looked at them.
Exactly.
What is with kids and collecting stickers?
Hey, whatever works. Maybe that's the thing when you have your kid, a sticker system.
Yeah, stickers, they work.
Yeah.
For rewards, I even kind of, I'll even voice it. Like, I'll tell my husband, I want to take a bath tonight. Because, especially lately, my back gets so tired and sore from toting around this baby. And I just, some days, every other day or every few days or so, I'm just like, I need to sit in a hot bathtub. And being able to, voice it and be like, I want to take a bath at the end of the day. My husband will actually ask me, later in the day, he's like, weren't you going to take a bath today? As soon as I start a project at 7 p.m. And I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
You're right. I want to take a bath. And he kind of will hold me accountable to making sure that I take some time.
Self-care.
To take care of myself. Yeah.
I think that's really important with this topic as well. I think we can easily get wrapped up into, productivity means you're super busy all the time. But really, there needs to be more self-care intertwined in it, in my opinion. And that's something I'm always trying to work towards as a homemaker. And I mean, even the silliest things, sometimes I dread cleaning all the baseboards, but I love the effect and the outcome is always worth it. Yes. I tell you what, but once you, and I have cats, so there's
crawling around on your hands and knees.
Oh yeah. But, so because that task is, kind of you're on your hands and knees and, it takes, for me, it takes a little bit of time, I try to find a way to make it fun or just a little more enjoyable. And so I'll self-admittedly turn on a podcast or some music.
Yeah.
Or sometimes there's a YouTuber that just simply talks more than it's visual to watch. So I'll put something on that. And it's kind of like I'm hanging out at the same time and just, I don't know, it makes it more fun and enjoyable. And I think that's really the goal here too, is find ways that is making this a little bit more enjoyable and effective.
Yeah. I've got a little side note for you on the baseboard thing.
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
So after you've initially wiped down your baseboards really good, it really, I've learned a trick in my new job working in housekeeping. after you've initially gotten the grime off, every week when you clean your house, just get one of those pole duster things that extends.
Ooh.
And then just walk around and swipe it along your baseboards and you won't have to get on your hands and knees again for a long time.
That sounds magical because I don't have one of those. I've been using microfiber cloths, which I mean, I love them. Like, yes, look at all this grime I'm getting off, like, or hair from my cats. But that's a good trick. And I've also heard, like, if you have carpet, for example, or whatever, if you do the baseboards and then vacuum and then, like, kind of do that swipe method, that's also helpful.
Yeah. I used to like, about once a month or so, go around and, like, on my hands and knees with a microfiber cloth and, like, wipe down the baseboards. And I was like, why do I let them get this dusty? Because, like, if I just kept them up every week, I wouldn't need the wet rag, you know? I learned that from my mom, actually, to just swipe the little duster along there, and you won't have the buildup, and then you won't have to get on your hands and knees.
Yeah, that's
probably
good.
Probably once or twice a year.
That's good.
That's it, yeah. Anyway, that's a side note. Yeah. No, little cleaning tip of the day.
I love cleaning, and I think it's really therapeutic, and
yeah.
I don't know, making your space, like, nice to be in, and just...
Yeah.
Feels good.
It's addictive. I'm always like, how can I do this more efficiently? And I'm always looking for ways to, like, make it easier on myself. But that was a tip that I was like, oh my gosh, this is life-changing. So I've been doing that lately. I need to actually get one of those. But I've been using, like, a feather duster.
I need more of your tips.
Yeah. We're going to have to do, like, a cleaning tip episode.
Maybe we should do that. Yes.
Yeah. Because there's always so much to learn.
We can learn from each other.
Yeah. And I feel like I still have so many things to learn about housekeeping.
Same. Very much.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to build in your knowledge. So Shannon and I were talking about procrastination recently, because that is hallmark ADHD, Vanessa, like, procrastination nation over here. I know I need to do something and I've got a time limit on it, and I'm like a rebel at heart, and as soon as I know that there's, like,
rules,
I want to go against them. And even if it's to my own detriment, it's the dumbest thing, but it's how my brain works, and I have to find ways to, like, work with that, to, like, make this work for me, you know. And I really liked your tip. She told me, look at the day, the week, and the month, and, like, literally have your day, your week, and your month kind of mapped out on your calendar. And that will really help you to stay accountable.
Yeah.
Not procrastinate.
Yeah, I think looking at it in different segmented time is really helpful to really see the big picture of, okay, you know, you maybe can't slide all these things that you need to do in this month over to the next month because you're out of weekends in that month, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's helpful to just see the big picture, but also break it down, like, really be honest with your week, and then break it down further and look at your day.
Yeah.
And really be really, really brutally honest with your day. And if you get more done in your day than you had accounted for, maybe throw another task on there that you've been wanting to
make the next day easier.
Yeah, just, like, lighten your load. Like, I think that's, like, the beauty of being productive, and, like, finding little ways to help you be productive in your home, is just, like, knowing that this is all to make the next day better, or, like, make something more efficient. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the goal here. It's not to
get
just
to the point where you can really relax this evening, whatever. Yeah, because I will often be tempted to be like, that's kind of a big thing. Like, I'm just going to push that off to tomorrow. But then I look at tomorrow's and I'm like, oh gosh, when would I do this? And then I'm like, okay, when would I do it in the next week? Oh, it'd have to be on Saturday. Do I really want to do this on Saturday?
And that's, you know, how quickly time can piddle away.
Yep.
I mean, it happens to me too. I mean, it's, it's really a
I
thing.
I think we all procrastinate at some point in the day, right?
Yeah.
But
I think also, like, knowing what times of day you're more productive in, like, is it a.m. for certain things and then, like, the evening for other things? Like, that's something that really I think about when I'm trying to figure out my day-to-day. I do like to kind of work a little harder in the morning because it's, like, I'm up, I'm motivated. That is my time to just get ahead of the day almost.
It's, like, the most, like, friction-free time of day.
Right.
And, like, you know, they say that your willpower goes down throughout the day. Like, every time you make a decision, like, you have less capability of making the next decision. Like, it just gets worse and worse throughout the day.
Decision fatigue is a real thing.
Yeah. And I, like, when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's, like, a really great point. They say, like, make the most important decisions early in the day.
That's so interesting because that's
do the hardest stuff early.
Yeah, that's how I naturally do it if I'm reflecting in this moment. That's interesting. I think And we actually have another, we have an episode of all about like morning routines.
Oh yeah, we
Is very on point with this whole topic as well.
Yes. I will go ahead and link that in the show notes. If you haven't listened to that episode, I believe it's called Morning Routines for the Homemaker or something like that.
Yep.
Something along those lines. But take a listen to that one. That one is a really great episode. One of our final points is like, how do we fight slipping into idleness? When you're home all day, especially, depending on your personality type and like your situation in life, you might find that it's easy to be spinning your wheels throughout the day. I think it's really important to note here that true necessary rest is not idleness. Like if you really need sleep or you're sick and you need to rest or you've had a really crazy week and you need to just take it a little bit slower, that's perfectly fine. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, allow resting. Yourself. Allow yourself to recover or take care of yourself.
Absolutely. That's actually very productive. Rest is very productive. And that's very much included in this episode, is just take that to heart. Like if you're somebody who tends to go 100%, that's not always the most productive way to spend your day. However, like dawdling or spinning your wheels is idleness. And that's going to look different for everybody. I'm not even going to try to get into that. But for myself, it can look like scrolling Instagram. It can look like spending a bunch of time texting my friends when I should be getting things done. Taking phone calls when I know I shouldn't at that time be taking a phone call. It can look like watching YouTube videos or Netflix shows or...
Guilty.
Just sitting there staring out the window. Like, when I know I have things I need to get done and I'm not actually needing to rest in that moment. I'm just being lazy. So, actually, something that I do, which Shannon was saying, she's never done this before. But it was something that I learned from maybe a YouTube video or something years ago. I forget. But I have a list of things to do if I'm bored. And
that is so great. Like, things to do when you're bored. I just have to acknowledge that.
I know. It works, though, because it's like, sometimes I'll get my work done for the day. Like, my to-do list was
light,
or it, I thought it was going to be harder than it was. And I'm like,
that's great.
Twiddling my thumbs, like, okay, I got everything done. Now what? And I could sit around watching Netflix because, hey, I got my work done for the day.
Yeah.
But, like, is that the most productive use of my time? Not necessarily. Like, if it was intentional and I scheduled it in and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to watch this show tonight, one episode or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's fine. But, like, when it turns into just kind of dawdling, it feels like kind of a waste of my day. So I have this list of things to do if I'm bored, and it includes things like working on the language I'm learning, working on the instrument I'm learning, reading a book, because I think reading is something that you can't really do too much of. Gardening.
Or like learning something new. Like,
yeah,
I know, like, there's countless things to be learned.
Yeah. Deep cleaning my appliances. That's one of those things that's always kind of on there. Like,
yeah, like underneath.
Underneath, inside, like cleaning the oven, like getting in there and doing a good scrub job. These are things that kind of make it onto that list because they're things that I don't tend to just do unless if I'm bored.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never thought about making that kind of list, but I can see the value in it because there is a lot of dead time, so to speak.
Yeah.
If you're not careful, it can just, like, eat away at your whole day, and then what did you do with your whole day?
Yeah. And it's a good time to kind of wipe out some of the nagging tasks that kind of just live in your head, in the back of your mind, that you're like, oh, I should probably get that done.
Yeah.
Oh, I should really probably work on this, or I really want to read that book, or whatever that thought is for you.
That's good.
It can help you to kind of work on eliminating those things or chipping away at them.
Yeah.
On those days when you're just like, oh, I've got more time than I thought I would have today, it's a great way to keep from becoming idle. Also, scheduling in downtime.
I'm a big fan of trying to do this. I know for me it's like exercise-based sometimes, or I'll schedule in to actually make the time to like meet up with a friend, which like it's sad, but you know, when you get caught up in trying to accomplish and be productive, sometimes, you know, you forget to just take care of yourself and your mm-hmm. relationships around you. So yeah. I think this is really a thing to remember when you're going about your weeks, your months. Like, you do want to take the time for others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think it's very preventative to, like, prevent burnout yeah. from happening too. Just knowing that, like, every day you schedule in a little bit of downtime. And it could be at the end of the day, like we said earlier, it could be throughout the day, however works best for you. And it gives you something to look forward to every day, which is really nice as well. Our final point that we wanted to discuss when it comes to productivity is work as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask for help with your partner. Like, make it a team effort.
Yes. Like, if you have children, whatever age they are, give them things to do that are age appropriate, and give them things that maybe are a little bit more challenging for them to do, that you know that they're not going to do it like you would, yeah. but it pushes them and challenges them to learn and to try and to grow. I think sometimes we can, as homemakers, kind of take everything on ourselves, that right. we have to do it all. And that's fine if that's how your household works best. But there are going to be times that, like, you are down for the count and you need help.
Right.
Or, you know, there's a lot to get done and you don't have the time to do it all. And I think at that time, it's really important to work as a team.
Yeah, and delegate. Play to your strengths yeah. is really what we're
yeah
getting at, too. Is, like, I think so many times, like, you just try to do it all, like you were mm-hmm. saying. But really identify. Maybe there's someone else in the household that could do it just a little bit better. And yeah. And together, you're this ultimate team. That's something I really try to be intentional in my relationship with my husband. It's like, mm-hmm. we have our separate things that we like to do that really fuels our family needs. But then also keep in mind, like, your strengths.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know what? My husband's better at mowing the lawn
yeah.
than I am.
Yeah.
And he enjoys it more than I do. So he mows the lawn. Like, or in our household, like, I'm better at doing the laundry. And I just know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's something that I enjoy. I don't complain about it. My husband would gripe the whole time he's doing it.
And at that
so
point.
So it's better that I do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, definitely.
I think it's okay that you have tasks in your household that are divided up by the person who is better at them. And once in a while, yeah, switch it up.
Yeah.
You know, challenge yourself. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having jobs that are like your jobs.
Yeah.
This is actually something I forgot to mention earlier in the episode, but I think it can be really helpful to create a job description for yourself as a homemaker.
Ooh, that's good. I wouldn't have thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a career in itself. It's a calling.
It is.
And you're spending your whole day at home. It's easy to be like, I'm a homemaker, so I guess, like, I do all of this stuff, but it might be helpful to sit down with your husband if you're married and be like, what do you, like, what are my roles in the home? What are his roles in the home? Like, whether it's dividing up who does the cooking, who does the cleaning, who does the homeschooling, who does the yard work, who does the gardening, who pays the bills, who manages the budget, like, and it could be a little bit of each of you. You could work together on certain things, or it could be that you do this, I do this, or it could be that I do all of this. But knowing, like, what's your responsibility, what's his responsibility, and making sure that you are getting your work done in a day, I think is very, very important. I think it's easy to kind of be flowy about.
Oh, yeah. I think having that conversation, communicating about the divvying up of roles, so mm-hmm. to speak, that's great. I think more power to getting things done if you both are on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. That is all we have for you for today's episode. Hopefully this episode gave you some food for thought, or you found some little nuggets in here that will get you going as you work to be more productive in your home in the new year. And we're so excited to be in season 3 with you all. And we're so excited to be breaking into the new year, 2022.
Wow.
We hope you all have a wonderful day and happy new year.
And now it's time for Daily Delights, the part of the show where we share a routine, music, books, shows, recipes, anything that has elevated our everyday experiences. This week, my daily delight is my Hunter rain boots. I took the plunge and I invested in some better shoes. It's really been a game changer because I was using some old work shoes for around the garden, and it's just not the greatest idea. They were basically black flats, and I was running around in the yard trying to really utilize them before I got rid of them. But man, I think what I've learned from this purchase is really investing in little tools to help out with your homemaking, whether it be shoes or a new spatula, so be it. Like, if it really is a game changer that will get you to be more productive in the areas that you want to spend more time in, sometimes that's what it takes. And I finally mustered up the budget for some new shoes for outside, and I'm loving it. I can wear these boots all around my house, like traipsing through mud, and then like wash them off in my grass and then go grocery shopping. So I'm just really a big fan. And they're the kind of boots too, by the way, if you want to just stick your feet in them really quick from going inside the home, like with cozy, nice socks, you just slip your foot right in and then slip right out. It's great. Like some boots, they kind of fall over, but these ones are just ready to go when you are.
Yeah. They have like a nice structure to them.
Yeah.
They're really cute too. I'll make sure to put a link for these in the show notes. So you'll have to send me a link to the ones that you got.
Will do.
Yeah. My daily delight this week, if you know me, you know that I have a real soft spot for repurposed vintage items, or when people take something old and turn it into something new and fresh. And I got these adorable quilt stockings that were made from vintage quilts by actually a homemaker in this community. She has an Etsy shop called Hand Remade Co. And they are like the cutest quilted stockings, just made from quilts that she has collected and cut to turn into stockings. And I don't really know how else to describe them other than that they're adorable. And I actually bought them back in July, which is really random, but there was kind of a Christmas in July event that went on, and she came out with these stockings, and I was like, I asked my husband, I'm like, can I buy stockings? Because these are adorable. And he's like, yeah, I guess you can. And so I've been dying since July to put them up on the wall. And finally, Christmas time came and I was able to hang them up, and they're really, really cute. And
they are
so cozy and festive, and they remind me of like a cottagey Christmas, or kind of like an old fashioned Christmas. I don't know. They just make me really happy, and they're super adorable. So you'll have to check out her Etsy shop. I will link her Etsy shop in the show notes. These stockings are all one of a kind. So and I know that she only makes like limited batches of them, so she might not have any in stock at the moment, but just keep watching her shop. And I know she comes out with them later in the year if she has sold out. This concludes today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Apple has the largest listener base, and this will tell Apple to recommend our podcast to other listeners who may be interested. If you listen on another platform, you can simply copy and paste your review to that platform for others who may listen there as well. All the show notes from each episode will be available in the details section of the episode, or you can find them on my website, nessablack.com/theartofhomemaking. You can keep up with me on my Instagram at nessa.black, where I share everyday life, daily thoughts, and inspiration. You can also follow Shannon on her personal Instagram at shan.vantrese.